John Canzano. Raw. Sourced. Fresh. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, built by High Caliber Millwrights, this is the bald-faced truth.
It's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to pay attention across the national landscape of college basketball. Of course, in the Pac-12, maybe a little bit, but definitely far less than normal. The Pac-12 simply does not matter in comparison to its other peers across the Power Fives. Bracketology will get you a head start on what to anticipate in your brackets, maybe what sleepers you might need to start paying attention to and might be thinking about. Let it marinate. Let it sit in there as far as, you know, how to make maybe some money, but definitely have a good bracket in the 2019 March Madness. He's one of the best. No, you know what? Scratch that. He is the best. What am I talking about? He is the best bracketologist in the country. Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. Jerry, thanks for joining us on the BFT. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
How busy is this time of year? Does it just keep getting busier from this point forward for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm done with sleeping for about a week. I get maybe a nap here and there, but it's not a whole lot of downtime, which is fine. You know, that's what it's supposed to be about.
When do you get to take vacation?
April, after the Final Four, do my taxes, take a nap, and then maybe go somewhere.
I love how take a nap has to be first.
Well, after taxes.
Right, exactly. My bad. Sorry. I'm not responsible enough to do taxes before a nap. I'll get there eventually. Jerry Palm, hey, you know, we've already started a couple of these conference championships. You know, who has already punched their automatic qualifying ticket out of these mid-majors that we should maybe keep an eye on? Has it been like a Murray State? I know Wofford.
Yeah,
Murray State. Is that one of those teams that you're like, hey, man, this should be a team you're looking out for?
Definitely Murray State. I mean, that's a team that, you know, they've got an NBA guy. I mean, a guy that's going to be maybe a lottery pick in the NBA. And you don't often find that on teams, you know, from smaller conferences like Murray State, although Murray did have Popeye Jones at one time too. But it's when you've got a guy like that, you've always got a chance because he could take over a game. And even if the other guys aren't really giving you a whole lot, this is a guy that can make all of them better. So, yeah, that's definitely among the four that have already clinched, Murray State is definitely the one to watch out for.
We saw Liberty beat Lipscomb at Lipscomb to win the Atlantic Sun. How do you size up Liberty?
Well, I think Liberty's a pretty good team. They're a very good defensive team. And I think if they play a team that isn't really disciplined, even if they're talented, I think that would be a good draw for Liberty in terms of trying to win a game in this tournament. I think if they've got a matchup against an athletic team or a particularly big team, and especially one that's a disciplined team, I think that would be a problem for Liberty.
All right. How about your top four overall national seeds as it stands today? Who are they?
Yeah, as it stands today, it is Virginia, Gonzaga, Kentucky, and North Carolina. And there's definitely time for all of that to change because, you know, you've got, I mean, there's two ACC teams on that line. Only one can win their conference tournament. Duke is also in play for a number one seed. You've got three SEC teams in play. Michigan and Michigan State still have a shot as well. So there's a lot to be decided, I think, in the big conference tournaments is for the top of the bracket, which is unusual that there would be this many teams still in play.
You know, it's one thing to have your strength of schedule dictate your seeding. It's another thing to actually live up to that seeding. And I pose that question for Gonzaga. Jerry, in your mind, they'll be a number one seed. Yes. But are they, you know, when you look at them on paper and give them the eye test, is this Gonzaga team capable of making it to the Final Four and maybe the championship game as they did a couple years ago?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a really good basketball team, and they have got, I mean, that's the only team this year to beat full-strength Duke. I mean, everybody else who beat Duke this year, one or two players was out, Lately, it's been Zion Williamson. It was Trey Jones earlier. Gonzaga beat full-strength Duke. Full-strength Duke is a team that most of us think is the best team in the country. If they can win that game, they can beat anybody.
Follow him on Twitter, at JPPalmCBS. Now, staying on the West Coast, it's a bad year for Pac-12 men's basketball, Jerry. It's been tough to watch. But let's talk about the team that currently is at the top of the standings, Washington. You know, what does Washington have to do that can get them into the tournament if they don't win the Pac-12 tournament? Like, do they have to need to win one game? Do they need to play in the final? Or is it tournament championship or bust for them?
Well, it's not necessarily tournament championship or bust for them, but it could be. And that has Washington people, their fan base, cringing, because that has happened to them before. Remember 2012, they won the Pac-12 regular season title, did not make the NCAA tournament. And this league is comparable to that one. Washington's problem is that once they clinched the title, they kind of packed it in. And they lose to Cal, and they almost lose to Stanford, and they almost lose to Oregon State. If they did lose to Oregon, they haven't played well since they clinched the league. And now they've got to turn it back on, because Washington has not beaten a single team in my bracket projection, not even a low major automatic qualifier. They don't have a single win over a team in the current bracket. And if Arizona State wins a Pac-12 tournament, that may be true on Selection Sunday. And in the 25 years I've been doing this, only one team received an at-large bid that did not have a win over anyone else in the field, and that was in 1998. So if I'm Washington, I'd win the league and and erase all doubt.
I can't believe that, man. That's great. Is it possible for a team to win a Power 5 regular season and conference title and still be a double-digit seed come Selection Sunday? Because right now you've got Washington on the 10 line.
Yeah. Well, and if they do that, if they do win the conference tournament, they might creep up a little bit.
Right.
And not be, it might be in an 8-9 game or something, but there isn't any, this team is nowhere near a top 25 team, and number 25 is a 17.
That's amazing. Arizona State, Bobby Hurley. I said earlier on today's show, I just don't trust them. Do you like the direction that ASU is headed in? Are they a team that could still get in at large if they make it to the tournament championship game?
Okay, long term, I like the direction the program's headed in. I think they're better this year than they were last year, and they're better last year than they were the year before. So, yes, direction, fine. But get into this year's tournament, they've lost. What's funny is they have four bad losses. They lost at home to Princeton. They got drilled at home by Washington State, who finished, 11th in the league? But then they beat Washington the next time out, because that's basically Arizona State season in a nutshell, that one week. I don't know if they're going to make the tournament, to be honest. They more have to win the conference tournament than Washington does, but that's a team that has shown the ability to beat very good teams and lose to anybody who shows up. And only one loss out of all of those losses that they have, well, I think it's 9, maybe 10, only one has come to a tournament team. Everyone else has beaten them. It's not going to the NCAA tournament.
Couple more minutes with Jerry Pullum, bracketologist, CBS Sports. Great basketball game over the weekend. I watched Michigan State and Michigan. That was back and forth, and then the Fightin' Izzos pulled away late in the second half. I'm seeing right now in your bracketology, you've got Michigan State on that 2 line. Other teams on that 2 line, Tennessee and LSU. And, of course, Duke, who's hoping to get Zion back for the conference tournament. Who on the current 2 line do you think has the best shot to make it to the Final Four?
Well, Duke, because full-strength Duke is the best team in the country. And if Zion Williamson comes back and nobody else gets hurt or he doesn't re-injure himself, then I think that Duke, you know, is among the favorites to win the tournament. So, them, for sure. I mean, those other teams, Tennessee, certainly could get to a Final Four. LSU, yes. Michigan State, yes. They're all capable of that. But Duke is the best team in the country at full strength.
The suspension of Will Wade indefinitely, how much does that harm LSU?
Well, I guess it depends on how well the assistants are prepared to take over in a situation like that. What would be more damaging is if, you know, they continue to hold out Javonte Smart, who's a key player for them. And, you know, that actually affects them on the court. I think coaching suspensions are largely overblown in terms of the impact on the team. I mean, obviously the head coach is important, but I think a well-prepared staff can manage just as well in the short term, and LSU should be okay.
All right, last thing for you, Jerry. Here in the state of Oregon, keen eyes on Oregon State and the Oregon Ducks. Oregon State gets a Pac-12 first-round bye. They'll be the four seed, so they're into the quarterfinals. Oregon playing just about as well as anybody right now. Four straight wins. They handed Washington their only home loss of the season over the weekend. They are a six seed. Who do you like to make it further in Vegas in the conference tournament, Oregon State or the Oregon Ducks?
Well, I like Oregon because of how they're playing lately. You know, I think if Bol Bol doesn't get hurt, we're talking about Oregon as a tournament team. There's just no doubt in my mind that that has hampered their ability to have the kind of season that we expected from them. They beat Iowa State. That's a pretty good team. If they can, you know, beat Arizona State and beat Washington again and win the conference tournament, I mean, Oregon is going to be a team that I think is dangerous to win a game or two. Of all of the teams in this league right now, I probably like Oregon the best, but they've got to go out and win the tournament to get in.
Boy, we'd love to see that narrative unfold. Should have happened. Jerry Baum, your time is valuable. I appreciate you making time for us on a Monday before conference tournament week. Thank you.
Yep, take care.
There he is, Jerry Baum. Follow him on Twitter at JPBaumCBS. This is the time of year. Get your Ducks and Beavs in a row if you're fans of those respective programs. But regardless, it's time to start paying attention. It's conference tournament week time, and Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday afternoon. All right, more BFT coming up. We're going to get into the 2 at 2 and more of these NFL storylines, man. There's NFL news all over the place. We'll touch on that briefly, plus the best thing that happened this weekend on the BFT.